Hello, everyone. This is KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We are playing some D&D today. I am with my co-hosts, Kennedy.
Hello.
And Casey.
Hi.
And Casey asked me when we first were getting set up, where are we? Casey, where are we? What are we doing? Give us a recap of last session, please.
I closed my notes. Give me a moment. I know where we are.
Kennedy normally does our recaps.
Hey, I'm usually making sure the music's all good, okay?
Tisk.
I'm doing my job.
Tisk.
And we also play D&D Friday night, so I was trying to get my bearings on which fantasy world we're in right now.
Okay, and I also DM those Friday night D&D sessions, and I know exactly where we are.
Me too.
Okay, well, we are outside of the walls of Aldaris. We saw a really ragged picture outside those walls with a very pristine city shining within. We got jumped by some masked figures.
Hooligans.
Once again.
Birds.
There was a great horned owl, an osprey, and a golden eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And we fought. We defeated them. I did find out what the dagger does that I got in the previous one.
The dagger of Sorin.
Sorrel.
Dang it.
So close.
And it has some fun magical stuff, and this was right after Casper was telling me to pull from the soul.
Unlock your soul.
Yes. And we were able to unmask one of the figures and ask them some questions. Casper got scary for a moment.
Oops.
And we learned that the flock has been monitoring us, you could say. And the flock is, as we were told, trying to help the world, and they're doing information gathering on us. They said that they're not trying to kill us. However, a lot of the people who are in this flock that aren't the higher ranking ones seem to be people who are trying to make ends meet. This kid was young, and we got some of that information. Then we ended up in a inn where the guy tried to scam us, and he did, except Presde was petty.
Presde was very petty, and Presde Casper tried to use command on him.
Casper was tired.
Okay.
Casper was tired. I don't know what to say.
That is not an excuse.
He was tired.
So yeah, that you guys went to sleep. That was pretty much all that happened last session. And believe it or not, that took 2 hours.
Wow.
Whole 2 hours.
Guys, I think Casey talks a lot.
Okay, I think both of you talk a lot, in my personal opinion.
Says the spellcaster.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so do we have any other things? Or can we just jump right into it?
I'm ready.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys slept in the inn. You guys shared a room, correct?
Yes.
Two beds.
Two beds.
I feel as though we have to specify that.
We have to specify it because our friends always ask.
And so we always have to specify.
So, so you guys had a nice little rest. I'm guessing you both took long rests.
Yes.
Last session. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Presday didn't. Casper's taken two, so.
Yes.
Make sure you have long rested.
I'm fairly certain I've done two, but it's okay because my health was full from the first one.
Bruh. Okay.
My health was also still full, but I need my key points.
You need
my lucky
points. And you're lucky. Correct. I need spells okay. So you guys wake up in the morning. Casper does not have to stand outside the door this time because they are sharing a room. What do you guys do first?
Probably pack up and try to get out of that inn as quickly as possible and into the city.
Casper agrees. He wants to go figure out that guy's name.
Oh, yeah.
the
yes.
tavern guy? Okay.
No, not the tavern. The wall guy. The guy on the wall. Casper forgot to introduce himself.
The guard?
Yes. Casper forgot to introduce himself. That's what he does. He forgot, and he's really stressed out about it.
You say that as if the same guard is going to be there all through the night.
Casper didn't think that far ahead. Casper did not think that far ahead.
Okay.
You think Casper thought that far ahead? He doesn't know what an oak tree looks like.
Right. So Casper is expecting this man to work incredibly long shifts with no sleep.
Yes.
I don't think that's up to workers' code, but...
Casper has not ever been anyone's boss in that way, so...
Has he ever had a job in that way?
No.
Cool. So, I'm guessing you guys are going to be heading straight to the inner city.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we teleport? What? Are we walking there?
You're walking there.
Okay, let's walk.
But, like, I'm guessing that's, like, your goal is to just go to the...
My goal. Hold on. I have it written down.
You wrote down a goal?
Yeah, I have a goal written down. If I can find it.
This is an interesting start to the session.
My goal is to get to 356 Dragon Lily Lane.
Good job. You remembered to write it down.
That's my goal.
Yeah, that is both of your goals, actually. Crazy thing about a quest, it has a goal. And the goal is...
Casper has to shake Rudy's hand. He simply must introduce himself to Rudy.
Okay. That is your only goal today, is to shake.
Well, yeah, and check that jewelry box for 12 items. How many? 12? 12?
I believe it's
question
12,
mark? Right, because I know it's at least more than fingers.
That's
yes, 12.
Terrible
Sick.
Way to remember that. Okay. So you guys are on your way to the inner city. The outer city looks even worse in the daylight.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can visibly see the wear and tear on the old wooden buildings. There's some people out and about now that weren't at all in the night. They're very like. They're not, like, on the rougher side, but they're keeping to themselves. Like, if you try and talk to them, they would probably ignore you and keep walking. Casper. No, I'm not saying to do it. I'm saying that they would ignore you. So you guys make your way back to the gates where you saw the guard last night. The gates are standing open now. People are filing in and out freely. There is probably a guard on the wall, but not one that you can see.
Are there guards by the gate?
I would assume at least one, yeah.
Casper walks up to him. He goes, were you the bloke that was on the wall last night?
No.
Oh. Well, hi, I'm Casper.
Welcome to Alderaz, Casper.
Do you know where the bloke is who is on the wall? I forgot to introduce myself.
He's sleeping, as night shift workers do when it is daytime.
Will he be back tomorrow night?
Yes.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, I'll let him know.
Oh, thank you. That would be quite swell. I think that, yeah. Yeah, we'll be back.
Do you have your papers to get in?
Yes.
Okay, he kind of like...
Casper pats every single one of his pockets before patting the first pocket again and pulling his papers
out. Okay, so this guard, he kind of looks over your papers. He kind of just wanted to see if you had them. He's not really looking at them. More of just glancing over them, and he's just like, okay, enjoy the inner city.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, and you guys file in. As you go into this inner city, it is much nicer than outside of the walls. There is gleaming white stone and nice, neat pathways. Most of the buildings are well kept and almost gleaming in the light. A lot of the... Hush. I don't know what you were going to say. You made a weird face. No. Anyway.
Okay, also the faces that are being made right now are absolutely cursed.
Guys, I'm scared. It's so hard to describe stuff when you're being looked at in a way that is kind of terrifying.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay, they're, like, right inside the gates is mostly shops and, like, touristy kind of style. Like, a lot of vendors out on the streets, like, hollering at people. towards the center of the city, you see, like, a very grand, like, almost miniature palace. And around the, like, palace, you see, like, mansions, like, bigger, nicer houses. And then as you go out towards the walls, they get smaller and more, like, quaint and homey, if you will. There's very well-kept gardens outside of homes and shops. So even though this is very, like, white stone and well-kept, there is still a lot of green, like, lush planting. Sorry, there's so much typing right now. So much typing, so much scribbling.
Why is yours typing and mine scribbling? That's mean.
I'm not saying scribbling isn't bad scribbling. Scratching of pen on paper, is that better?
Yes.
It's so many more words.
Okay.
I'm just like, how I spelled these words.
Oh, boy.
Dude, farther was spelled T-H-A-R. And quaint is not spelled correctly.
Oh, boy.
It's Q-U and then eight.
Kennedy is talking about how bad she is at spelling right now.
I can't do it, guys.
This is what happens when Kennedy chugs a coffee.
I did that like an hour and a half.
No, but it really hits you at the, like, hour point.
I can't spell period.
Right.
But the reaction to not being able to spell.
Oh, you're
very different.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter how you spell words, okay? None of this is important, I promise.
Okay. I think we're looking for some road signs or someone who looks like they can tell us where this guy lives.
Kennedy is, again, making references, but she's not talking into the mic. So if we're pausing, it's because we're listening to something she's saying that she's not saying into the mic.
Can you take me to your people in the shadows?
That's a reference to something no one will know.
Hey. Alina will know, and she's listening.
Alina is not listening.
Alina is not listening.
To my text.
Oh,
maybe she is.
Wow.
Anyway, what are you guys doing?
looking for road signs and finding people to tell us this address.
You know, you see road signs. None of them were helpful. You see some, like, I mean, there's vendors, there's shop people, there's, guards, there's not really any tour guides, but, you could, like, ask, like, a random person.
Presday will go up to one of the guards.
Okay.
What was the address you made up?
356 Dragon Lily Avenue?
Lane.
Lane. Dragon. There it is.
Lily.
123 Baker Street.
No. Presday will walk up and go, is there a physical characterization of...
Let me make one up right now. 1 second.
Cool.
You walk up to a female guard, a half elf with like long kind of brownish hair, and like brown eyes, wearing like her full armor and like guard gear.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes.
I was wondering if you could help me with directions. We're trying to find a house.
Yes. What's the address?
356 Dragon Lily Lane.
Oh, okay. Dragon Lily Lane is closer to the middle. So, the best way to get there is to continue down the street. Take a right at, what was that road called? Rabbit's Crossing. And then you want to walk until you see, the intersection of Raven and, Toad. And then you, make a left. And then if you go for about, like, a couple blocks, you should see Dragon Lily Lane.
Thank you very much.
Yes, of course. And if you get lost, you can just find someone else. They should know where it is. Dragon Lily Lane is one of the nicer neighborhoods, so it is pretty easy to find.
Casper is looking at his left and right L's on his hands.
Left and right L's.
Well, because they're the same.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever looked at your left and right L's, but they're both an L.
No, I know. I was always told that as a kid, and I was like, this does not help.
My mom goes, do your L's. I go,
they're both L's.
They're both
okay,
L's.
Here's L's. Which one's right?
They're both right. I'm dyslexic.
Rip. Anyway.
Sorry.
I knew you were going to react like that when you heard the description of the guard, Alina.
Kennedy is reading a text from one of our friends.
Hey, I know. I'm reading the text in the KHDX Discord.
Yes.
From our listener.
From a listener.
From a Sorry. From
I'm
a listener.
Responding to listeners. I am doing important things.
Right. And that listener just so happens to be one of our friends.
One of our friends, yes.
Yes.
President will now turn and begin leading Casper down that way.
Okay. Before you do that, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20, and I'm going to make you roll a survival check to see if you can do directions right. I think it's survival for directions. I believe it's survival.
That or nature, but we're not outside.
We're not outside. Do not roll nature.
We
roll
are outside, but not outside.
Roll a survival check for me. I don't know what your survival is, I will say.
It's not green. Is this my right character? Yes. I had to double check because our styles are very similar.
You look so confident.
So confident.
So confident.
Too confident.
14!
Okay, that's not that bad. Okay, so you may get, like, almost turned around once or twice, but you get there eventually. Sorry, I'm distracting myself. So you see the Dragon Lily Lane sign. You see this part of town is the nicer part of town. These houses are significantly bigger than those that you, like those outside the wall and those that you were like seeing when you first were coming into the walls. They are very nice. You do see like 340, 341, 342. So you can like follow those pretty easily.
Okay, so we're gonna go left. Left. You said it was this direction.
We're gonna follow where the numbers are going.
You're
up.
You're gonna follow the numbers going
we're
up.
We're gonna follow the numbers up. And I think it's left. We're gonna go with that.
I did not tell you a direction that the house was gonna be on. I just told you how to get to Dragon Lily Lane.
Well, when you did numbers in the air, it went up this way.
So okay.
Going left.
Sure, you guys go left.
We're following the numbers that go up.
Okay.
What do we see?
As you guys get to this nice mansion, you see 356 Dragon Lily Lane. This house is very, like, even though it's large, it looks homey. Like, you see, like, flower boxes in the window. There's a, I imagine there's, like, a welcome rug of sorts. It doesn't say welcome, though, because Faye. It's just, a plain, probably brown welcome rug with little, like, designs all over it. It's a very welcoming space.
Is there, like, a gate?
No. You can go knock on the door. Okay. Did you hurt yourself?
No, I was trying to knock loud enough for the mic to hear. I don't think it did.
It definitely didn't pick it up.
Knock, knock.
Okay. as you knock on this door, you hear a creaking as it opens. And you see, let me do a good description of Rudy for you guys. This old woman, I didn't specify gender. Kennedy made a shocked expression at a woman.
I did give them a name, so I did think it was a man.
Hey man, I can do whatever I want.
You
anyway,
can.
She has really long white hair. It goes to like probably past her waist. She is, like, human, so she does have, like, a wrinkled face and wrinkled hands. Her posture is pretty, like, curved. She's an old woman that opens the door.
Let me ADHD.
And she's looking at you guys.
Hello, ma'am. We were, sent to collect something.
From David.
Yes, from David.
Oh, David. he sent me a letter telling me some young folks were on their way over. How is he doing, by the way?
Oh, he seems quite well.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen old David. What did he send you for again?
A jewelry box.
Right. He did leave one of those old things with me. Come in. She kind of like opens the door wider and turns around and walks into the house.
Casper looks at Presday with like wide eyes and he's like, kind of nods towards the door. He's like, huh?
Presday just like lightly nods her head and goes ahead and walks in.
And then Casper's demeanor is replaced with his usual smile. He goes, na-di-da-di-da.
Okay.
Na-di-da-di-da is right into the building.
Okay. So you guys walk in. You see that this is very cozy. There's warm candlelight, like bathing the room. It does smell like perfume, kind of that like grandma house smell. And there's plush, like, pillows and blankets over some nice furniture. Where Rudy went specifically is like a small living area. So there's a couple couches, very soft plush blankets and pillows. There's a little fireplace with a gentle fire roaring.
Gentle roar.
Yep. A small fire, but it's pretty stable. That's what I mean.
I will share. I am uneasy. Maybe it's an evil old lady. I don't know. She's probably very nice.
Why are you uneasy of an old lady, man?
I'm uneasy about everything in Dungeons and Dragons, but I thought I should share the fact that this is some Hansel and Gretel stuff happening. And I'm a little uneasy, and I might cast Detect Magic on you.
Okay, well, as you do that, Rudy
goes to
a small kitchen area and brings you guys cookies and a small teapot and teacups. And is like, would you dearies like some tea?
No, Casper would take that so fast. He wouldn't even think first either. I'm uneasy, though.
You're uneasy, but Casper wouldn't be.
I am also like, oh, this breaks all the rules of what you do. Thing is, Presday's wisdom is plus one.
Casper's is higher than that.
Listen, I didn't have great rules with this. So, yeah.
Casper simply would not think far enough ahead to not trust an old woman.
Okay.
He would eat like three of those cookies in a single bite, man.
You eat three of the cookies and they're really good cookies.
Preste will just be like nibbling
on
a cookie, like trying to be very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently my knock did pick up on the mic.
Oh, it did. Well, Rudy sits, like, you guys are sitting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Casper, so Casper ate the first three standing up, and then he grabbed, like, another two, and he's sitting down, and he is taking big bites, but he is trying so desperately not to get crumbs on these very nice couches.
Yes.
Okay, she sits at one of the, like, smaller sofas, and she kind of goes, so, dearies, what are you here for again?
this is not Casper's accent, hold on. A jewelry box.
Right, for David.
For David, just 12 jewelry pieces,
right,
I think.
Yeah.
He didn't really tell us what it looked like. He said it was about yay big and yay tall, and that we should definitely open it to make sure all the things are inside. That's it.
As you say that, you remember that the reason he told you that was because he didn't want Rudy to have stolen anything, and you just admitted that. Okay, never mind. You know what you did.
It's Casper.
Kennedy is smiling at me. Kennedy knows what she did. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Presde will, like, lightly nudge Casper's foot with her own and just slight head shake.
Casper will look at her like, ow!
It was a light kick.
Yeah, but he does not know what he did wrong.
Yeah. Aw. Anyway.
And she can't even remember what she's trying to give us, so if she not gonna remember, it'll be okay.
Dude, I'm gonna have to roll a dice later. She'll just be like, how many cookies you eat? I'm gonna have to roll a constitution saving throw later, and it's gonna go poorly.
Right. Anyway, how many cookies did you eat?
Five.
You had five? I thought you said it three.
Uh-huh, and then I grabbed two more.
Oh, my goodness.
Preston, how many cookies did you eat?
How long have we been sitting here?
Like 5 minutes.
Maybe the majority of one.
Okay, cool.
Like, she's been nibbling.
Casper's eaten five.
Okay. Rudy kind of is like, okay, well, I did get David's letter. he did say to give you guys a very important task to complete before I can give you the jewelry box.
Oh, what?
Yes.
She kind of turns, and from her pocket, she pulls a slip of paper. I'm tearing this. One second.
It's always scary when the DM pulls out props.
I'm making it look weathered because it was in her pocket.
It looks like it was in Casper's backpack.
Yeah.
She hands it to Casper. I need you to go to the store and pick me up some things.
I can't see what this is right now.
Casper takes the list and he starts to read it. Milk and eggs and cheese and rice, butter, pears, tomatoes, salt, pepper. I have no idea what that says.
Hey, don't
honey and sugar.
May I see Casper?
It's so genuinely just a grocery list.
It's exactly that.
It's literally just a grocery list.
It's just a grocery list.
So for the listeners, Casper read that exactly.
No, correct. That was verbatim what it says.
That is verbatim what the slip of paper says.
We'll post a picture.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Of my terrible handwriting of this grocery list.
No, that's perfect. That is some old lady handwriting.
It's so genuinely a grocery list.
And then she also reaches into her pocket and she pulls out a small pouch of silver.
Casper gives it to Prezde because he can't count very high.
Prezde takes it and puts it in an inner pocket.
There's a grocer's across the street. You can just bring me the items when you.
This is like we're gonna walk in there and there's gonna be a twist. This is gonna be like a Saw game. Like
I'm
trying
worried
to get
that
these eggs. It's like actually, it's not milk. It's Staphylian bird milk, actually.
See, what I'm worried about is that it's actually not going to be that at all, and that we're actually going to get groceries. But the thing is that it's our characters trying to get groceries.
Can I push the cart?
Yes, ma'am. We'll be back shortly. President, I feel like 100... Well, actually, I don't know if President knows...
You don't know if Preste knows.
Well, Preste knows what?
Well, knows that this old lady is just getting us to do her shopping for her.
Oh, Casper doesn't care.
Preste doesn't really care either. Either way, she's going to go do this for this old lady.
Okay.
But I think Preste has been taking this so seriously that I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if there's something that I should, like, do to see.
Do you want to do, like, an
roll
insight check?
I can do insight. Yeah, let's go.
You eyeball this woman. Bombastic side eye.
Come in with a side eye. Oh, why can't it be perception?
Rolling insight check on an old lady? Come on.
Well, this is just to see if
I
notice.
This is some echidna stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a nat 20. I used my nat 20 on that.
You see the wings grow from her back.
That's a crazy thing to roll a nat 20 on.
And it's right.
I swear.
What are
you
doing inside on?
On if this lady is like, if it's true that she's like.
If David actually told her to send us on a quest, or if she just doesn't want to leave her house today to go get groceries.
Yeah, I'm trying to see why she's actually. Okay. Sending us to go get groceries.
She totally just needs groceries.
Yeah.
And she totally just doesn't want to go get them because her bones probably hurt.
Her bones hurt.
She's old, man.
Like Sarah Winchester. No wonder that fire's roaring. Is when it's warm, your bones feel better. Okay, fine. Y'all aren't nerdy enough to know.
What?
The Winchester Mansion has a fireplace in like every room because Sarah Winchester had old bones. And when it was warmer, her bones felt better.
Congratulations, listeners. You got a secret history lesson in the middle of our D&D campaign.
Is that for Supernatural?
No, this is for actual history. This is real life. This is real life Winchester Mansion history.
Anyway, okay. Guys, are you going to go buy this old woman groceries
or
what? Okay, cool. Okay, so as you leave, she kind of like gestured kind of back towards where you came, but in a slightly different direction when she said the grocer is over there. So you guys, I'm guessing, are going straight there.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. So you're walking and you see a sign. It says, sorry. I'm going to preference this with, I was in a really weird mood when I named all this stuff. You see a sign that says Adlies.
Aldies, are you kidding?
It says Adlies, A-D-L-I.
Hallmark.
Guys, this isn't, we're not infringing copyright. It's Adlies. What do you mean?
Yes.
You see a sign, a big wooden sign that says Adlies, and then it has like a little thing hammered under it that says, the best grocer in town. Who are you guys pointing at?
Peter.
Oh, I was so confused. Sorry, a little inside the booth mayhem going on around
there
me.
There is a large window in front of us.
Yes.
So, it is like mostly glass windows in the front, and it is just a fantasy equivalent of a grocery store.
Oh, wow. I wonder which one.
I wonder which one. I didn't have any inspiration when I was making this grocery store, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've also never actually been to an Aldi's, so it's not based off an Aldi's. It's just the name, because I looked up grocery stores, and I was like, which one of these do I want to mess up?
Conway has one now. We'll have to fix that later, but that's besides the point.
And now we have Adlies.
Casper goes and gets a trolley.
Okay, you get one.
Does he have to put
a copper in?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You do have to put a copper in.
Casper tries to pull the trolley.
Because you don't know how it works.
Nope.
There's a little slot.
Casper pulls a good two times, and then he sees a slot, and he looks around, and he does not pull out a copper first. He pulls out anything relatively similar to the slot shape.
Preste, kind of scurries up to Casper and, like, puts her hands in front and is like, wait, no. And in the coin pouch, was there, like, a copper in there?
There was.
A copper out of the coin pouch and uses it for that.
Oh.
And still lets Casper pull the trolley out and...
That makes so much more sense.
No, what? This really is just gonna be how good are these guys at shopping.
Alright, so milk first or milk last? Because there's quite a lot of dairies on that list.
Cold things last.
Alright, then let's go get eggs first.
Cold things last.
Eggs are cold?
Oh wait, are we in America? Because nowhere else are they cold. Fragile things last.
I'm calling it a trolley.
Yeah. Call it a trolley.
Alright, then let's go get sugar. We'll start at the bottom of the list.
Yes.
Do you have a quill so we can mark them off?
I don't think she would.
Oh, it's alright. I have one.
Okay.
Casper pulls a quill out of his bag
and takes
the little list and starts pushing the cart.
Casper is like a middle-aged mob right now.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys go.
We go look for sugar, salt, pepper, and rice, maybe? Those might all be in the same aisle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you go there. I want you guys to roll for how good you're shopping. And while you guys are rolling, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. You're listening to KHD 20. I'm making my players shop for an old lady right now. Casper, what did you roll?
What am I in my
What are we?
Can I add something to it?
Add dex.
Dex? Just straight? Okay.
Nine.
Did you roll a natural one?
I rolled a 4, which is 4, 5, 7.
We shot real good.
A 9 and a 7?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's we're a 97, shopping? Though, so we're doing great. That's an A.
It is.
What's a 9 and a 7 averaged? An 8?
An 8.
That's not very good, guys.
Uh-uh.
No. You guys probably drop a lot of stuff.
Our table.
It's broken. you guys are very disruptive customers in this store. You're
we're
dropping
not used to
stuff.
Big cities.
The whole time, Cash, we're like, sorry. Oh, goodness. Do you have a broom? Who do we talk to about this?
At one point, Presday has dropped so many things. She just puts her hands up and just stands there for like a good 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah, you guys do that. You guys are kind of train wrecks in this
Casper
poor
uses,
store.
Casper uses thaumaturgy and he yells, "Clean up on aisle 9!"
You probably do actually do that, and that's really sad because you would actually do that as Casper. Okay. You guys eventually, against all odds, make it to the checkout counter.
Yes.
As you guys like pull your cart in, you see a very tired and kind of over it young employee. He looks kind of familiar. He has I need to get his description right.
Is he potentially... He
has black hair. Kind of messy.
Does he look like the guy I rolled a natural 20 on intimidation?
He has dark eyes. Mm-hmm. He's a young adult.
Mm-hmm. Around 19?
He's a human. Around 19.
Yeah.
He has a couple weird bruises. Like he got punched recently. This is Finley.
Finley!
He just did this in last night and now we're grocery shopping.
He's got
shopping.
A name tag and it says Finley.
He has a name tag that says Finley. This is the guy that was wearing the Golden Eagle mask last night. He looks at you guys and he's like, oh no.
Really tired. Kind of banged up.
What are you two doing here?
Running errands.
Shopping.
For who?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Come on.
This campaign is a prison. He kind of stares at you blankly, like, what do you mean?
Is this kid still scared of
you? Yes!
I just heard it one time and I thought it was funny.
We're just trying to get some shopping done.
He kind of looks at your guys' items. He starts tallying them. He like keeps glancing up at you guys like, oh my gosh, why are they here? Are they about to fight me? And he's just like very paranoid. And he's like, okay, your total will be 24 silver.
Or pull out the silver pouch.
Okay, yeah. There's like exactly enough. Down to the last silver.
Wonderful.
The lady knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
He counts it up and he's like, okay. No hard feelings. Kind of looks at Casper. Fear in his eyes.
Does Casper notice the fear in his eyes?
Roll an insight check.
Nope. Well, maybe. 13.
Maybe a little, but you don't really recognize it as fear. He kind of, like, is very wary.
Casper waves and smiles.
President starts gathering up our things.
Have a nice day.
You as well. And we leave.
You leave.
And go back to the to grandma's house.
Okay.
Into the woods.
Into the woods.
To grandma's house.
I'm guessing you guys knock again. Okay, the door creaks open. You see Rudy, and she's like, "Why, hello there. How can I help you, you young
Hi, Rudy. We're back with groceries. You sent us earlier. It's all right if you forgot. We're back though.
Right. Yes, please come in. She kind of like gestures you guys in, and she's like, "You guys can put the groceries up in there." She kind of gestures to the kitchen. And she goes, "Oh, wait, well, I'm thinking about it. I think the letter said you also had to put them away."
All right. Casper sees nothing wrong with this.
We can do that.
Casper walks into the kitchen, takes out the rice and, no, takes out the sugar and the salt, holds them one in each hand, and he looks, he goes, "I don't know which cabinets he's going."
We can figure it out. And we start doing that.
Can you roll me intelligence checks?
Come on, don't
15.
Let me know. A 3!
15.
Casper knows way more than Preste does right
so,
now.
So, Casper, as Preste is going around the kitchen, like, she keeps trying to put things in cupboards, and then you open a cupboard and you see the thing that she's trying to put in a different cupboard, and you're like, "Oh, wait, no, it goes here."
Preste, the cheese goes into this cupboard with all the other cold things.
Really?
did you hit your head last night? Are you alright?
I thought it went with the paprika.
No, that's where the salt and pepper goes.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. Reverend taught me how to cook from a young age, so I've kind of dabbled a little.
Oh. I never really cooked much for myself. Most of the time, people just, like, gave me food in the canteen.
Is it because so you wouldn't start fights?
It was more so I would fight.
Oh, that makes sense, too.
Yeah. This is your once every 3 episode reminder that Preste is actually soldier background.
We were talking about that today. So, yeah, you guys put all these groceries away. Casper makes sure that they actually are kind of where they're supposed to go. Casper being the smart one in the situation.
Casper,
what?
Casper wrote SUCKAR for Shukar.
Wait, what?
SACKER, Shukar.
Sar? SAR makes Sue?
Yes. Shukar.
Hey, buddy, I don't think that's how you spell.
He tried.
Yeah.
He wrote, okay, you know how Winnie the Pooh writes honey? That's what he wrote on the honey jar.
Right. I see. Okay, so you guys make your way back to this little living area. You see Rudy, like, go to one of, probably, like, on top of the fireplace, like the mantle. And she pulls a box out from behind some of the decor that was up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm distracted by Dice Jail. And it's this, like, yay big box with some... It's like an old wooden box. It's kind of beat up in parts. But it looks pretty stable overall. When she grabs it, you hear it shake and jingle a little bit inside. Almost metallic. It has some designs on the front of it, like where you would unlatch it and open it. And she's like, "Okay, dearies, here's the box that David wants." She kind of like leans in. You guys are probably both sitting, I assume.
Yes.
She like leans over you, this box in her hands. And she just looks in between you, and she says, "Well, I know David said to open it. I would recommend that you didn't, but what's an old lady to say, right? And she just hands it over to you guys and then, like, well, I think you should be going. David will want that box back very soon.
Can I roll something for this lady telling us to not, like, to see if she stole something from it?
The better question is, can you roll fast enough to stop Caster from opening it?
She is, like,
yes.
Like, shooing you guys out of her house right now.
Well, I get that. I'm wanting to know if I could tell anything from...
Roll insight.
Roll insight. Oh, yes, my plus one. I changed dice. That's a nat 20.
So what specifically are you looking for? Like...
Is she messing with our heads?
Yeah.
Or is she for real Pandora's boxing us?
Is this a... Don't open it. Wink, wink, because I stole
Or is this
something.
A, don't open it, this is Odysseus's windbag, this is going to go horribly wrong.
For her, I would think that this would be a don't open it, wink, wink kind of thing. Like, she definitely wants you guys to open it, but she's not going to say that she wants you guys to open it.
But it seems like she wants us to open it.
In a really roundabout way, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we get pushed out the door.
You get pushed out the door, pretty much.
Casper looks at President. President, do you believe or should I open this box and check before we leave?
That was definitely kind of weird.
You've got about 10 seconds before I itch to open this box.
I think President is just kind of frozen, thinking.
9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He flips it open.
And then as you're opening it, she's going to say, wait, but after you had already opened it.
Nah, he's opening that box.
Casper, as you flick the lock, not lock, like the little latch.
Yeah.
And you open this old wooden box. You start to see the gleam of jewelry.
Uh-huh.
And that is where we're going to
stop. No! Yeah. No, you can't do that to me! No!
Because someone here has to leave early.
Yep.
I don't know what you're
talking about. This is your punishment. Your punishment is that I'm not letting you guys open the box.
I'll usher a real tear right now.
So
be my warm-up for audition.
So we forgot to mention this at the start of the session.
Yes.
If the session seemed a little rushed, that's because it was. Kennedy has some plans, like right now, that she needs to leave for. So me and Casey are, well, the session is stopping here. So that was end of session. But stick around because me and Casey are going to be talking. I don't know exactly what we're talking about yet, but we will be here for the other hour. And we do have music and stuff for you guys.
That Kennedy needs to explain before she leaves.
Yes. So we have fun stuff still. This is just the end of the session for today. Oh, you want this?
Yes. So the music we have tonight is Critical Role music. I understand, y'all. Critical Role is probably the D&D people you have heard about. But their new animated series on Amazon Prime, The Mighty Nein, is coming out this week. And so we wanted just to do a little shout-out, and by we, I mean me, wanted to do a little shout-out to Critical Role, and so we're going to play a couple of their fun songs. And so we've got three. It's Thursday night, the adventure begins, and Let's Roll, I think is what they're called.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we're just going to do a little shout-out to Critical Role because their show, The Mighty Nein, which is an animated series based on season 2 of their campaigns, is coming out this Wednesday night. The first episode comes out this Wednesday night on Amazon Prime.
And Kennedy is very normal about Critical Role.
I'm very normal about Critical Role.
She's not very normal about Critical Role, guys.
No. I love Laura Bailey, Travis Willingham, Ashley Johnson, Matthew Mercer. Oh, my God, I can do it. Taliesin, I don't remember his last name. Sam Riegel, Liam O'Brien. Oh, what's her name?
Marisha Ray. I think that's most
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're great, and you should listen to some of their stuff, but if you don't have time, because season one, just Vox Machina of Critical Role, put together all of the hours, is longer than all of One Piece, people. So that's why I watch the animated series, just because it's a little faster track.
Yes. So we will be playing some of that music. Kennedy is leaving.
I'm out of here. Thank you, folks. We'll be back next Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yep.
Yep.
And what is the title of this song?
The first one is going to be It's Thursday Night by Critical Role.
And here that is.
It's Thursday night. One by one we climb until we reach the top. Two by two we fall. Will we be our end or meet our destiny? Hold your breath and roll.
How do you want to do this?
It's Thursday night. All ye critters, come join us. It's time to continue our flight. There is magic and mystery. Who knows what will happen? He might. But one thing's for sure, we never give up on the
a healer to the renegade.
We all share the same goal. Adding more allies, taking more chances.
Hold your breath and roll.
You can certainly try.
It's Thursday night. All ye critters, come join us. It's time to continue our flight. There is magic and mystery. From darkness our friendship will rise. For sure, we never give up on the fight. Oh, get ready, it's Thursday night.
All right, that was It's Thursday Night. The next song is The Adventure Begins, also by Critical Role.